I would like to answer some of the questions that I have received and I could not answer so far. This is question number 11. This question is from Karma Norbu. And he says, how can we exercise patience towards those in position of power that deliberately cause harm to others in order to maintain or strengthen their position, harm our environment for short-term profit, cause wars and conflict, and accumulate bad karma for themselves and their followers? Now this is like this, you know. It's those people. I don't know if I have to. It's politically correct to say this or not. But there is a saying in Tibetan. It's not necessarily Buddhist, but it's a Tibetan saying where it says that, you know, milu lenka chilu len, nyawan jalka belu len. Before one is about to take birth as a human being, one is born as a dog. Before one is about to go to hell realm, one becomes a kind of a leader or politician. Maybe politician is not exactly the translation, but it's like that, you know, the Lord, the humans kind of, you know, the kings and, you know, all those kind of things. So therefore, you know, there is a little bit of truth in there, maybe. But sometimes, you know, it is also who makes these leaders our leader? We made them our leader. In many of the democratic countries, we elect them. We elect them. We vote for them. Or we don't vote. That's why they become leaders. And if I don't vote, although I can vote, and then therefore somebody whom I think is not a, you know, good person to become the leader becomes a leader, it's partly my responsibility also, I think. So therefore, you know, there are lots of negative people, there are lots of, you know, as I said, sentient beings, you know, samsaric beings are, have lots of ignorance and negative emotions, you know. Everybody thinks that they are doing something good for themselves, but actually they do harm themselves and they do harm others as well, most many times. So these leaders also, they don't know, they don't. They think they are doing something good for themselves, maybe, but actually they are harming. But if I am completely hateful and angry, only does that help? It doesn't help. It only harms me. That doesn't mean that I should not do anything, you know. I can try to elect good beings, positive, and kind and compassionate and wise beings as my leaders, or if I cannot elect, I can do whatever possible. But if I cannot do that, there are lots of countries which are like dictatorship, and there's nothing I can do about it. But then, even then, you know, if I, you know, I think this is the, if I'm just angry and upset and, you know, feel negative and hopeless, that doesn't change anything. You know. Sometimes people do lots of like, what do you call it? They go strike, and they do go and you know make call. You know, like they make lots of campaigns and strikes and things like that. Sometimes it might help. If you think it helps, then you can do that. But if you yourself become violent, and you know, if you yourself start to become like that, like those people, then it's not very useful. You know, in this world, lots of what they call as reformations. You know, lots of people try to change the system, and they made lots of you know. Campaigns and lots of actions, and then activities, and then they changed it. But then those who change them themselves become as corrupt, maybe sometimes more corrupt. So then, what's the use? You know. Once I was in Russia, and then we're talking about some kind of reforms, or you know, some kind of people resistance and things like that. And then one of the person was saying, please don't talk about these things. It's we had lots of things like that, reformations, and you know, and each time it was worse. So we don't want anything like that. So there, you know, it is a little bit like that also sometimes. So therefore, whatever we can do, but with compassion, with kindness, and do it with certain kind of wisdom, you know. Actually, the problem is not, the system is, yes, systems are also a problem, but human beings are the problem. And then, unless, you know, we can bring more kindness and more compassion in each being, whatever system we have, I don't think it will help, you know. So therefore, each person, we should do whatever we can to make things better, you know, little by little. And if we can change our leaders or systems or whatever, we should do that. But, you know, getting too much, if we become the slave of our own negative emotion, anger, hatred, ill will, and then become act in that violent and negative way, harming people, then I don't know how much it will help. Then next question is from Margaret Richardson. Embracing an unprecedented global challenge with care, with prayer, with unity, and immeasurable love and compassion. It would be helpful for a practice that we can join together around the world and practice or chant. An offering from the heart for the control of this virus, for the healing of the great suffering it's causing, has caused and will cause, and the protection of the environment. Thank you so much, Rinpoche, for seeing you will give instruction on a short Dharma practice in this Zoom room. So So yes, this this is not really a question. So we will do this Tara teaching, or put together with that 3 days, as I said, like Medicine Buddha soon. Not next week maybe, but the week after or something like that. Give a little bit space. Generally, you know, the basic is same. You know, whether you do Medicine Buddha or Tara, it's the same thing. It's the same kind of same way. Yes, same basic. Slight differences only. So anyway, so we will do that. Then, next question is from Anna Kusido. The point is that someone had bad wishes towards a friend who helped him with good advice. Those bad thoughts were caused by the emotional suffering involved in following those tips. You had to give up things. This person never wanted to hurt his friend. There was no satisfaction in those thoughts either. After a while, the thoughts disappeared, leaving a tiny memory and a shameful feeling. Those bad feelings can cause bad karma. Of what kind? How it count could be completely purified. You know, when you ask somebody for an advice, most probably, most of the time, the person you ask the advice tries to give an advice from his or her own kind of experience and knowledge, that with the intention that it might help. Sometimes you like this advice, sometimes you don't like this advice. Sometimes advice actually is very good, so if you do it, it will be better for you. But since you don't like it, or since you that's not what you want, then sometimes you get angry with the person who gives you the advice. I think this is not good. You know, you ask for an advice and somebody gives you the advice. There is no compulsion that you have to do what is advised. You know, that's the nature of advice. You know, advice is for your benefit. So therefore, whether that advice is a good advice or not a good advice, or you know, right advice or wrong advice, or beneficial or you like or you don't like, that doesn't matter, because he gave or she gave a good advice or according to him or her. So it's totally up to you whether you follow the advice or not follow it. If you don't follow it, the person who gives you advice does not need to be upset or angry or anything like that. Cannot, you know, because that's for you. Sometimes you know, we receive lots of advices, we receive lots of teachings, you know. We sometimes like those teachings, we believe them, we understand them. But it's not necessary that we can practice all of them, you know, like Shantideva's teachings, you know. It's so good teachings, so wonderful teachings. I like them. I very much, you know, inspired by them. But do I follow all of them? I don't think so. I can't follow all of them. I try to follow a little bit, but I can't. And, you know, some people more, some people less, like that. But that doesn't matter. That's you know, his job is to give advice. My job is to either follow or not to follow, or follow a little bit. So I don't have to be angry to the person who gave me the advice. It's not necessary. It's totally, you know, Even if somebody gives you the wrong advice, okay, he gives the wrong advice. Maybe even if that advice was from, a bad intention, you receive an advice, you have to think and see, is it good advice? It's not. Is it something that you can do or not? Will it be good for you or not? You are the one to decide. You know, advice is just a possibility. You know, so you don't need to be angry. You don't need to, follow or not follow. It's up to you. And then, if you have been angry and you did it, it's okay. You can, of course, purify them. I don't know how much negative karma that is, but that depends on how much angry you were. You know, if you are very angry, and especially did something bad, then it has its negative effect also, maybe. But it's like that. So that's, I think, the understanding. Then. I think I'll do one more question. That's from Shirap. Sometimes people say they want to live in the present moment, but it feels more like a way to not make decisions, not make choices. They seem to live every moment as if there was no past and no future at all. According to you, what is the limit between actually being in the present and acting as if karma does not exist? Perhaps one point I did not emphasize enough is that people sometimes think that living in the present means they don't have to make any long-term decisions or any choice, any commitment. Please, Rinpoche, comment on this too. I think living in the present moment does not mean that you don't make choices, or you don't make decisions, or you don't make a plan, or you don't have commitments, or you don't have a goal, a plan. I think it's wrong. I think living in the present moment is not always only think about the past and the future. I think that the main problem is that we are most of the time only in our thinking and in our emotions also too much in the past and too much in the future. You know, we always, that happened, so we kind of go through, we experience all the thoughts and emotions of the past and all the negative things that happened. Then we still have that, we are angry, upset, sad about all those things, the past and live there, and future, what might happen, all these kind of worries and anxieties of the future, only those. That's not so good. That's very bad. That's useless, because our life is not in the past, it's gone. Our life is not in the future, it's yet to come. Our life is now, so we need to learn to live today and do the best. Now, what we do now, we have to decide. Each moment we have to decide, each day we have to decide, each month we have to decide. We have to make plans, we have to make, and we can change it also, but, and for the life also we have to make some kind of decision, which way we have to go, and, we have to make decisions, and we have to make plans for that, and we have to think about that. It doesn't mean to say that you don't think at all. Live in the present moment doesn't mean you can't think. You should think. You should think very clearly. You have to make a decision. You have to make a commitment. Of course, you can change the decisions also, and you can change your plans also according to the circumstances and things like that. But of course, I think this is important. Living in the present moment means at this moment, today is today, in this moment, I should focus more on what I'm doing now and what is now. And you know, in this nice, make this moment as meaningful as possible, you know. I'm here now, you know, like doing lockdown, in the lockdown now, I'm in my room and I don't have to, oh, this lockdown, well, you know, what will happen next week or what will happen, too much worry or too much thinking about that will make me unhappy at this moment. So I should, you know, this moment, actually, it's a very nice thing. I can be here, I don't have too much things to do, I can do whatever I want, you know. If I can meditate a little bit, that will be very good, although I can't do much. If I do some practice, that will be very good. I can read some books, I can just relax myself, you know. I just try to, you know, if I do what is best for me, that's it. So that's the idea. So we should make long-term commitments. We should make, you know, decisions. We should think a lot, you know, and very clearly about what's the best, you know, and what is the right thing to do. I think so. So thank you. I stop here. Wish you all the best.